Social media, SEO, blogging. Learn more at jtid.co.uk. Hi, welcome to this week's podcast. My name's John Tromans and I do digital marketing training throughout the UK. This week's podcast is all about social media, about scheduling social media. It can be a little bit of a diversity subject amongst some. Some people say, no, shouldn't schedule your social media ever. And others say, schedule the whole darn lot. Well, it actually sits somewhere in the middle, and we get about talking about that over the next few minutes. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure you subscribe. You can find all the links to the different subscription services like iTunes and Blogger and Stitcher and SoundCloud and TuneIn Radio, all those. You can find them on my website, which is jtid.co.uk. So here we go, episode 54 of the Tips Podcast. You should be scheduling your social media. Okay, so I think the first thing we should be saying is, why should you schedule social media? It's not just because you want to save yourself a load of time. I understand that you have to save time. I do. I schedule a lot of social media because a lot of my week is spent in training rooms doing training. So from like 10 o'clock in the morning till, say, 4 o'clock, I'm in a training room and I can't tweet and I can't put things on Facebook. And then before that and after that, I'm usually stuck on a train. So there's like virtually no... And it's really difficult between working hours to get posts out. So I use scheduling quite a lot. And the same is going to be for you. Unless your job is actually social media and you are the social media person, you're a marketing person, then you're going to struggle to keep Twitter very busy and keep Facebook updated and busy. So scheduling is going to save you time. It's going to help you an awful lot. But it's also going to help you become more creative, because when you sit down to actually schedule your social media, you're actually making some special time to do these posts, to write these posts, create your tweets and create your Facebook posts. So you're probably going to be a bit more creative. Instead of just thinking to yourself, oh my days, I haven't tweeted for an hour. Where's my phone? Let's just knock a tweet out quick. You won't be doing that when you sit down and you schedule. You won't be just blasting something out on Facebook because you know you should be updating Facebook because it's been hours since you last did it. You're actually going to be sitting down and thinking to yourself, what am I going to post? How am I going to post it? And you'll be a lot more creative and the ideas will be a lot better. The third reason why I reckon social media should be scheduled, or a lot of social media should be scheduled, is planning things works better. It does. Just off-the-cuff stuff is great and fine for conversational side of social media. But planning things and actually working out what you want to do and how you want to do it. For example, if you're running a marketing campaign or you've got a new event or something, you want to actually plan out when and how and where all your different messages are going to go out on your different platforms. And you're going to want to measure the return on the investment as well. Figure out if you're actually making any money out of this social media thing and whether it's working for your business. So planning stuff really, really does help and it works better. So those I reckon, are the three reasons why you should be scheduling social media. It saves time, makes you more creative, and planning stuff works an awful lot better. Now, with all that said, don't schedule everything, like not every tweet and not every post. There are certain things that you want to schedule and certain things that you don't want to schedule. And I want to talk first a little bit about the ones which you do want to schedule. I quite like the phrase broadcast messages. I think of broadcast messages, particularly for Twitter, because Twitter needs to be busy. Okay, Twitter's like, I think the lifespan of a tweet is about 15 minutes. It's like nothing at all. So you need to be busy on Twitter. And broadcast messages are one way you can become quite busy. They're the sort of messages where you need to get a bit of information out. You know you've got to say it. And it's probably quite repetitive. So, for example, if every Thursday night your store closes at 8 o'clock, it's late night shopping. Every single Thursday, you want to be tweeting a couple of three times during the day. Don't forget, it's late night shopping tonight. We're open till 8 o'clock. Now, that's the sort of thing you can schedule. Okay. Other types of broadcast messages might be, don't forget we're on Facebook and post that on Twitter. Or on Facebook, you could say, don't forget to join us on Twitter. And these are the sort of cross-promoting messages, broadcast messages that you can schedule. And you can work into a little routine, a little tiny schedule, and actually bulk upload them to your social management software and get it all done in one go and make yourself really efficient at it. So broadcast messages are one great way, one of the great things to actually schedule. Another thing to schedule is curated and created content. Now, curated content is the stuff that other people write. Okay, so it's other people's blog posts, magazine articles, online articles, whatever it is, news stories, anything like that. It's something that somebody else has written. And you want to be banging a couple of these out a day, probably. So it's something which you think is of interest to your audience. Maybe you're an accountant and there's something new happened in the world of tax and money and that sort of thing. And The Guardian or The Times have got a nice big article on it. You might want to share that article with your social media followers. And this is curated content. And this sort of thing can be scheduled. You don't have to do it all the time. You probably only get 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes to actually look for these things. So you don't want to be like seeing, oh, there's a news story on the BBC, there's a news story in The Guardian, there's a great news story on the Next Web or something like that, and knock out all three within a 20-second shot on Twitter. You can schedule these throughout the day and split them up a little bit. And you can do the same with your created content as well. If you've got a blog or a big news section, a resources section on your website, you can use your created content, your blog content. And if it's content that never goes out of date, what might be known as evergreen blog posts, evergreen content, then you can regurgitate this over a period of time. You don't have to just sort of like post your blog post on Twitter and Facebook once and then forget about it forever. You can come back to it a few weeks later and post it again and post it again. So make a list of all your created content, and particularly the stuff that doesn't go out of date or is the time period is fairly lengthy, like over a season or something, or maybe over a month. And then you can actually schedule this created content into your social media, and that's something which you don't have to worry about doing. Again, the other thing is campaign posts as well. If you've created a marketing campaign, it could be for an event, it could be for anything at all, some new advertising which you're doing, anything at all. It could be a big splurge on something, and you've put together a marketing campaign. You want to be able to set your posts and your Facebook posts and Twitter posts at certain specific times throughout the period of the campaign. So you know where that campaign's going to sit. If it's a 3-week campaign, you know where that campaign's going on a day-to-day basis. And you can schedule a lot of these posts in social media just before the campaign goes live. And you don't have to worry about it. It's all good. It's all going. So there's three good things to schedule. Broadcast messages, curated and created content, and campaign posts. Now, if you do two broadcast messages on Twitter, one curated and one created, plus something from a campaign, you've already got five Twitter posts scheduled a day on Twitter. And you're starting to become really busy. So look at these things to schedule: broadcast messages, curated and created content, and also campaign posts. They're all good things to schedule. Right, so we've talked about what we want to schedule. I think it's also really important to talk about what not to schedule, because you can get yourself into heaps of trouble if you've forgotten what you've scheduled weeks and weeks ago. And there's a great example of that. Tesco Stores. The Tesco Stores, which is a big supermarket here in the UK, and they obviously scheduled their goodnight messages. And one of these messages said, "Good night, we're off to hit the hay. See you again in the morning for more Tesco tweets." Well, the key phrase was "hit the hay." This was on the same day as the big horse meat scandal hit the UK. So talking about hitting the hay. It caused a little bit of controversy. Made the news the following day. It may have been deliberate and a clever little marketing thing, but it didn't work entirely that well, to be quite honest with you. Got a lot of bad press. So that's one thing that you maybe don't want to schedule. Other things you don't want to schedule: engagement. Any form of engagement, of replies, of thank yous, thanks for the retweet, anything like this, you don't want to schedule that. So when you're actually talking to someone, actually when you're speaking to someone through social media, you're replying to their tweet, they've replied to something you've said and you're going to reply back to them, that sort of engagement is something that you don't want to schedule, because it does come over quite false. And you can tell. You can tell when somebody's been scheduling these sort of things. So don't schedule anything that's sort of like on a chatty level. Mention goodnight messages. Same goes for good morning messages. I'm not a big fan of scheduling these. I'm not a big fan of saying good morning or good night every single day of the week. I like it as a off the cuff, a spur of the moment thing. It makes your social media a little bit more social, a little bit more natural as well. So I wouldn't schedule good morning and good night messages. And things that are time-sensitive or weather-sensitive or slightly controversial, delicate messages maybe, things like that, you don't want to be scheduling that, because you never know what might have happened in the news overnight. You never know what might have happened. And you can get yourself into an awful lot of trouble if you're not careful, if you forget that type of post, maybe it's a slightly edgy post, and something has happened during the night in newsworthy that makes your post quite insensitive, and you've forgotten that it's been scheduled, that you'd be in trouble for that. So don't schedule anything that's slightly controversial or delicate. Weather as well. I mean, I've seen people just down the road from me, literally as in physically down the road from me, schedule social media things saying, "Hi, beautiful morning today," because they checked the weather report on Monday. It's now Wednesday. The weather report on Monday said it was going to be bright sunshine first in the morning. So they've scheduled a post to turn around and say, "It's a beautiful morning, isn't it? And it's absolutely hacking it down with rain at the time." And everybody's looking at them and going, "What?" And you can tell it's scheduled. And also time sensitive things as well. Things may change. So don't schedule anything that is time sensitive. Makes you look a bit daft if the post goes out. So the other thing, the final thing I think is Twitter networking hours and Twitter chat hours. There's an awful lot of these around. You can go to any sort of hour known to man on Twitter, and there's a whole bunch of people there chatting and networking and talking about a particular topic or a particular area or something. And there's quite a few of the people who slot in there who are scheduling the posts. They can't be there, so they think to themselves, right, I'm going to schedule half a dozen posts to go out. And you can be spotted a mile off. You really can. It's much better to actually be there in person. If you want to try and get something in, then hey, maybe just a really quick message. If you can't make a particular networking hour, just a quick message to go out saying, "Hi, sorry I can't make it this week. Hope to chat to you again next week." If you just want to get your name out there and keep your business name in people's minds, maybe something like that. But don't schedule Twitter networking hours. It really, it's poor, to be honest with you. And it can be spotted an absolute mile off, I tell you. So the final thing I want to talk about is how to schedule social media. Use software, okay? Use some form of software. Hootsuite is my choice. This is the software I've used for a few years now, and I pretty much live inside the Hootsuite dashboard on a daily basis, and I schedule an awful lot of my social media through Hootsuite. And I do it a couple of different ways. There's a calendar system where you can actually pick a date and a time, and you can say, I want this tweet, I want this Facebook post to go out on this day at this time. And I use that quite a bit. I also use the automatic scheduling. I use that particularly for the curated content and the created content. So if it's particularly things which I've seen on other blogs, on other online magazines, I'll automatically schedule that. So Hootsuite will pick a decent time, a good time, a good solid time for that to go out. And the third way I do my scheduling is through a bulk upload. I create a spreadsheet of my broadcast messages, which are going to be going round in rotation. So I've got like 30 or 40 of these. So every 30 or 40 days, they're regurgitating themselves. But you have to remember that not everybody reads all of your tweets. The lifespan of a tweet is about 15 minutes. It's like radio. Okay, you don't know everything that's going on at the radio station. You don't hear all the presenters, all the shows and all the songs. You only hear probably 15, 20 minutes when you're on to work in the morning, coming back from work at night, and maybe a little bit of lunchtime. You don't listen constantly all the time. It's very much like this with Twitter as well. So you can get away with creating, say, 20 or 30 broadcast messages, uploading them on a spreadsheet to something like Hootsuite, and scheduling these, and then at the end of that 20 or 30 days, rescheduling the whole lot again. Works really well. You can also use software like Buffer. Have a look at Buffer app, and also TweetDeck as well. It's another one which can do a whole lot of scheduling as well. There's a lot out there. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter about the tool. What matters is that you're comfortable with the system and with the workflow, because that's the thing that's going to make you more efficient at your social media, is your system and your workflow, the way you want to work and the way that fits your routine better. I've kind of like nailed mine. And it works really well. I'm able to be busy on Twitter, busy on Facebook, and at the same time be able to respond to people, reply to people, and engage with people, and become and be reasonably social on social media, even though I'm probably away from social media for a good 6 or 7 hours of the day because of the nature of what I do. So fitting this into a good workflow and a good system is really, really important. So take a look at those things. For scheduling. So scheduling your social media, it's really important, I think. You can't do it all. If you've got to look after, say, four different platforms, if you're trying to look after, say, Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook, okay, then you've got no hope if you've also got to do your full-time job. If your full-time job is managing social media, great, you'll nail it. If it's not, and you actually run your own business and do this, then you're going to struggle. So scheduling is really, really going to help you an awful lot. Okay, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm going to leave links to those bits of software in the show notes to this blog. So there'll be a link to Hootsuite and Buffer and also TweetDeck. Within the show notes, you can just click on those and head over and take a lot. They've all got sort of like mobile apps and desktop apps, which you can have a look at. If you've enjoyed the podcast, then you can subscribe and get new ones pretty much every Friday afternoon. They're on iTunes and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio and SoundCloud as well. You can find all the links on my website, which is jtid.co.uk, and also in the show notes as well to this. If you have a look on your phone or your tablet, whatever you're listening to, you should see the show notes with the different links in there. I'd love to catch up with you on Twitter. Use it an awful lot. I'm there pretty much when I can be, when I'm not scheduling anyway. So head over to twitter.com/JohnTromans, which is JONTROMANS, and say a big hello.